All right. Well, I'm very pleased to be joined with the old bear, Kmart himself, Olympic gold medalist, Kevin Martin. How's everything going, Kevin?
Hi. Yeah, no, everything's going good. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah. So you're going to be coming to the Peace region, the Grimshaw Curling Club, to be specific, on January 27th for a few different events as part of a ice plant fundraiser for the Grimshaw Curling Club.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. We're coming in on the Friday. Dan Hill's putting some scheduling together, and I think we're going to hit two or three schools and talk to the kids about sport, and not just curling, but just healthy living and sport and being active and all those kinds of messages for the kids. And then do have an event at the curling club during a bonspiel. They're having a bonspiel on that weekend, so I'm kind of part of that, I guess.
Okay. Are you going to be playing in it? Are you going to be throwing some stones, or are you just going to observe and...
we're going to definitely put on a clinic. We're definitely doing a clinic, and in between draws, we're going to tell some stories and that type of thing. And it's a fundraiser, as you were alluding to, for the ice plant that the club needs. So it's very important to help the small clubs to be able to keep running and operating and bringing in the kids into the club to get in new curlers. That's kind of the whole idea.
Yeah, so the clinic is going to be at 4:30 at the Grimshaw Curling Club. It's going to run for an hour to an hour and a half. $25 to participate in that. Ages 12 and up, and it's maxed at 24 people. So limited spots, so hopefully people get in touch and join that clinic before it fills up. I'm sure it'll fill up quick.
Yeah, you know what? It's all about just getting awareness of the curling club, raising money to get that ice plant replaced. And an important part of it, to be honest, is the visit to the schools. I think it's really important to make sure we get to the schools and talk to the kids, and not just about curling. It's about sport and healthy living and activity. I think that's really important. That's an important message that we need to make sure we get to as many kids as possible. And obviously next weekend will be in Grimshaw, which is great.
So, I mean, with the clinic, what all will you be going over? Rough overview of that, I guess.
Well, yeah, I run the Kevin Martin Curling Academies, and I have we started in 1991. that's quite a while ago. And we, I work with a lot of top teams around the world as well. So there's definitely a program that we've developed over the many years. Now in an hour and a half, we're going to be doing mostly technical. So how to throw the rock, how to throw it better. A little bit on sweeping though, but a lot of it technical, which is great for an average curler, for a club curler, for a beginner. It's really important to start the delivery off on the right foot. So these are the types of things we work on. And I guess it wouldn't be a lot different than if you're, a 20 handicap and you take a golf class. It's just something that I've done most of my life is teaching curling.
Yeah. And I mean, well, learning from you, I'm sure it'd be like taking a golf class from Tiger Woods.
Well, yeah, you go through a lot of stuff, in your life if you play at a level that I did for a long time. And I just love teaching. It's so much fun to instruct and try to help. So I look forward to it. We're going to have a really good time in Grimshaw for sure.
Well, I'm signed up for the clinic. It's my first year curling, so I'm sure you're going to have fun trying to correct my mistakes.
We will have fun trying, and hopefully we're successful.
And there's the fun spiel going on, as you mentioned, on the Friday and Saturday. If you are a team in there, the ticket to the wine and cheese event is included. If not, you can buy a ticket just to the wine and cheese. $25 starts at 6:00. What all is going to be going on with the wine and cheese on your end?
Well, I really want to tell some stories. Over all the years, there's a lot of almost like kind of like a sportsman's banquet as far as that goes. Be able to tell some good stories, and everybody can have a glass of wine or whatever they want to have, and ask questions. They can ask whatever questions they want of me. But we'll have at least an hour of some storytelling, and it'll be really fun.
Any examples of some stories we might hear, or that are safe for radio? Safe for radio.
Well, I don't want to tell any stories before we get there, but you got to remember that, just for example, three of the thirds I had over all those years, Kevin Park, Don Walchuk, and John Morris, they are a million stories each because they are interesting people, to say the least. And there's lots of stories, of course, about the Olympic Games for the various Olympics and even the last three Olympics from doing the telecasting with NBC, the last three Olympics. So, the stories, there's lots of them. And in a curling setting, I can tell almost all of them.
Jeez, you listed three people and none of them were Ben Hebert. I'm scared to know the stories you got on Benny.
There's definitely some stories on Ben Hebert. He is a character, absolutely. but you know, curling, that's one thing curling does have. A lot of interesting athletes in our sport, and there's a lot of stories about them, and I love telling the stories, and although there are some stories we can't really tell in public, most of them we can.
Oh, I learned a few stories I can't tell in public just at a one-day stick curling spiel we had here in Peace River last weekend. There's plenty of stuff that shouldn't or couldn't be repeated elsewhere.
That's wonderful. Yeah, stick curling has become a very big thing now around the world, so it's terrific.
Have you gotten into stick curling at all, or is it just...
Me? No, I can still throw traditional. I do actually take some people out on the ice, so they come to my store, because at the Saville Sports Center, that's where my store is, and right beside the store, within about 20 feet, are the 10 sheets of ice. So if there's a sheet open, then something, you know, we can go out and I can kind of show them how to use the stick properly and have the right amount of rotation on the rock and so on like that to help them get started, because curling is a tough game. It's a hard game to play, and it doesn't matter if you're using a stick or not. There's certainly some technical things that make it a little bit easier.
And with the wine and cheese, there's also a silent auction going on with that. You putting your gold medal up there or no? Maybe the silver one, but...
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know. I treasure both of those medals, but I will definitely be bringing the medals with me, because that's one big part. I think it's an important part when I go to the schools, is to make sure that the kids, you know, when it comes to physical activity, not just curling, but physical activity of any kind, the idea is to do as well as you can. Now, you know, if you're lucky enough to get the Olympics, that's great. If you just do it at a recreational level, that's great. It's just important that everybody get out and participate and get out and sweat and be active. That's kind of my message.
Okay. So again, the event's taking place on January 27th there, the Friday. You got the clinic going on from 4:30 for an hour, hour and a half. That'll lead right into the wine and cheese and silent auction as far as the ice plant fundraiser. And on the Friday and Saturday, we have the fun spiel going on, $240 a team. Wine and cheese ticket is included if you have a team in the fun spiel where it's four end games. And Kevin Martin will be the special guest.
Yeah, and I think there is room for a couple more teams yet in the Bonspiel. I don't think it's completely full yet. So hopefully people that are listening in can give the Grimshaw Curling Club a call and get into that Bonspiel and have some fun on the ice and then upstairs off the ice as well. And to your point, if you just enter into the Bonspiel, the wine and cheese, which will be a really fun couple hours, is included. So why not? Let's see everybody there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Kevin. And I look forward to hearing you criticize every step of my delivery on the 27th.
Oh, I won't criticize, but I'll try to help. But it sounds good. We look forward to seeing you. Absolutely.